Market research. Once you've worked out who your target customers are, you need to assess how many of them are likely to become actual customers. You've got to be realistic. People aren't going to drive 100 miles for a new product from a company they've never heard of. There are lots of tools that can let you estimate the size of your potential audience. You can use information from the last census to see how many of your target customers exist in any given area. This information is available in local libraries, as well as online from the Office of National Statistics, www.statistics.gov.uk. UpMyStreet.com offers neighbourhood surveys for free, and you can get plenty of information from the relevant trade body. When I'm considering opening a new health club, I use an agency called CACI, www.caci.co.uk, to do me a 10-minute drive time analysis of our new location. They can tell me how many of my target customers live in the catchment area, and if the figures stack up, then I'll carry on with my research. They charge me a few £100s, but their information stops me wasting thousands. There are hundreds of market research companies out there who can perform similar investigations for you. Professional market research companies have a whole range of tools that can help you get a clear idea of A, the size of your market, and B, the appetite for your business. It's perfectly possible to replicate some of their tricks yourself. You might not get as accurate results, and they won't impress an investor as much if you include them in your business plan, but at this stage, they will give you a good steer and won't cost you anything. Start by creating a survey asking people for their thoughts on your business idea, and email it to everyone you know. Their replies should show you how people feel about your idea. Or you could put a survey online and ask relevant forum and chat room users to complete it. Or you could stand in the street with a clipboard and a pen. You could also try hosting a focus group. You can do this by inviting a small group of likely customers to come and discuss their attitudes towards your product or service. Professional market research agencies will look for comparable businesses and products to see how well they have performed, and you can do this too. Scan the trade press, the internet, and any other sources you can think of to find out what their sales figures are, what their turnover is, and calculate how much of that is likely to be their profit. The more market research you do at this point, the better. How will you find your customers? It amazes me how many people don't give this enough thought. They just assume that because thousands of babies are born every day, they'll have no problem finding customers for their nappy laundry service. There's no point starting a business if you don't know how you'll reach the people who will pay you for your time, expertise, product, or service. Think about where your first 50 customers will come from. Let me give you an illustration. I never had problems finding residents for my care homes because local authorities and hospitals were always looking for places to house patients in need, as were the patients' families. When I open a gym, I can offer discounts on joining fees and membership subscriptions until the club is full, but with the daycare nurseries, it was different. Even though our facilities were far better than anything else available, parents wouldn't move their children from one nursery to another because the child wouldn't want to be separated from its friends. Instead of opening at full capacity, we had to start offering care for babies, and it was only when they became toddlers that the business grew, and we took in more babies. In several nurseries, it took us much longer to reach capacity than we'd first thought. You need to think seriously about where your customers will come from. What will you need? If you're going to be making a product, what supplies will you need? How much will they cost? Who will you buy them from? Will you need staff? If so, how many? What about premises? Will you need to get your products delivered? If so, how much do logistics companies charge? You need to itemize everything you're going to need to get your product or services in front of your customers, and then you need to put a price on each component. It might help to imagine the sequence of getting from the idea to your first sale. Whatever you do, you'll be selling something. By sale, I mean whatever it takes for someone else to give you money in exchange for your time, effort, or product. Don't think about the eventual size of the business. Just think about everything you'll need to get to that first sale. And once you've got your list, you need to ask yourself three big questions. How much it costs you to produce your offering, how much you can charge for it, how many potential customers you have. The back of a fag packet calculation. With every business I've started, I've done a very rough calculation of my costs and revenues to see if there's enough profit in it to make it worth my while. All the analysis you've done until now should enable you to have a pretty good stab at your fag packet calculation. If you're wondering what the dragons are jotting down in our notebooks while entrepreneurs are pitching to us, we're all doing our own versions of a fag packet analysis of the opportunity in front of us. If our quick calculation stacks up, then we'll be interested in pursuing the idea further. You don't need to be able to manage a spreadsheet to do this. Pen and paper is fine, but it's much easier if you can do this electronically. Getting up to speed with a basic spreadsheet package should be a priority for a first-time entrepreneur. For your fag packet calculation, you need to create 5 columns on your spreadsheet or piece of paper. 1. Average sale price. 2. Number of customers. 3. Revenue. 4. Costs. 5. Profits. And 4 columns for your first year, with Q1 standing for your first quarter in business, i.e. your first 3 months, Q2 for your second quarter, and so on. Next to the costs heading, tot up everything you need to spend money on in your first 3 months in business. In the average sale price row, write down how much you will charge each customer. On the next row, put in your best guess at the number of customers you will get in your first 3 months. Now, multiply your average sale price by the number of customers to get your total for your revenue box. All you have to do now is deduct your costs from your revenues to see what your profit is. If the figure is enough to get you excited about starting this particular business, you should now sketch out the likely progress in your first year of trading. In reality, new businesses don't grow at steady rates, as they have off-seasons, startup costs, and plenty of other obstacles that can send you off course. When you predict your rate of growth, be realistic about what's achievable. If you're a one-man operation, are you really going to have the capacity to deal with thousands of